Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. A group at Northway Christian Community Church believes that we have the responsibility to help children in need. And for one woman, she has witnessed the results of adoptive care firsthand.
We're able to see, you know, what a difference it can make in the life of a child to have a permanent family, to have, you know, that unconditional love of a family. My name is Deanna Blanco, and I am the director of the Orphan Care Ministry. So the Orphan Care Ministry is specifically designed to bring awareness to people in the church of the needs of orphans, abandoned, at-risk, vulnerable children, both locally and globally. And then once we bring awareness, then we also want to equip people to go out and make a difference in the lives of kids. Mentoring, we encourage people to mentor at-risk youth. We have an annual expo, and it's really a more of a regional event, so probably only half the people that come to that actually go to church here. So it's hard for us to really know what impact we've had, you know, of people that are going back to their own churches and are adopting or fostering or working. Every year for probably 6 years, we've had an Exploring Adoption workshop. You know, out of those families, I mean, I would say probably I know 25 or 30 people that have adopted, families that have adopted kids through, you know, the years. I mean, we have several families now that are bringing, you know, older kids into their family, up to 12, 13-year-olds. You know, but these kids have a lot of issues. That's one of the big things. It's why we try to provide a lot of support for our families with support groups and respite nights and that kind of thing, because these kids, they've experienced trauma and loss. I mean, a lot of kids coming out of foster care and even an international adoption where they've been in orphanages, they just don't have any stability. They don't know what a family is. You know, everything that we learn about how to regulate our lives and how to handle things emotionally and behaviorally, you know, comes from learning that in a stable family. So when you have kids that are coming in and they've been shuffled around through foster homes back to their birth parents, and they don't have that stability, it's like a lot of them have a lot of like post-traumatic stress disorder, because it really is trauma. You know, adoption is not a fairy tale. Adoption always begins with loss. Even if they're adopted as a baby right out of the hospital, they're going to grow up and at some point recognize that their first family couldn't care for them. And that causes trauma in children. So it's what we work to do to get people to realize that you can't just bring these kids in and just love them. That's not enough. That's great and that's needed. But a lot of times they need therapy, and you have to parent these kids differently. My husband and I adopted two children. We had two biological children, and then we adopted two children out of an orphanage in Russia. You know, seeing all those kids in the orphanage, all the little two-year-old boys, and, you know, we just thought, if we could take these kids home to the families that we know, they would love these kids and give them a home. A lot of people, I think, they hear orphan care, they get scared off by, oh my gosh, I can't adopt, and then they just quit listening, you know. I think the more people are educated, hearing other families' stories and saying, well, maybe I can do that because I can see this family's doing it and it's working well for them.
To learn about others in our community, go to our website, wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, you can nominate someone you believe is making a difference in our community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.